In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. What I'm thinking about today, thinking of taking a look deep inside. Maybe we can do that for a second. Take a look deep inside and ask ourselves, how do I want to be beheld or appear or be seen by others? And it's not unusual to say I want to be seen as a good person, a nice person, a knowledgeable person, a go-to person, a lovely person.
Use this one. How do we want to be seen or beheld? And while that list is not bad, it's not bad to be seen that way by other people, we can make that our idolatry. We can say that this is something that I can be independent of God. Look how I know things. Look how tough I am. Look how resilient I am. How do we want to be beheld? And now if I look at this hymn that we've been saying as we prepare for the Feast of the Nativity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we say, the Virgin comes today unto a cave to give birth ineffably to the Word pre-eternal. Hearing this, be of good cheer, all earth and its people. Glorify him with the angels and the shepherds, whose will it was to appear as a young child, the pre-eternal God, the creator of everything, the one who was in the beginning with the Father and the Spirit, is willing to appear here with us as a young child, a vulnerable, defenseless, totally reliant human being. Am I willing to present myself that way with such humility? Well, Jesus says that we have to learn how to do that. We have to learn how to do that. He says, when his disciples said, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He says, unless you convert, strafite, and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. But whoever humbles himself like a child will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And Christ didn't tell us to do anything that he didn't do himself. Amazing. And strafite means, you know, a strophe in Greek is a turn. So he said, you know, you have to turn, change directions. So where they were, where the apostles were, was not childlike. They were looking to be great. But all of the gifts that we have and all of the things that we do well, all of the things that we do right, if we take it out of the context of God, then we're putting ourselves first. And when Christ talks about the vine and the branches, he says, apart from me, you can do nothing. So we have to keep that that childlike reliance on God at all times. One thing that maybe you'll remember something like this. As a child, have you ever been with your parents holding their hands, and then you're in a crowded place and you run to go grab somebody's hand and you think it's your parents, and then when you realize it's not your parents, that for that moment it's really terrifying. And I was thinking, what if we applied that ability to our attitude now in our relationship with God? The second that something is not recognizable, whoa, I better go and find the person that I'm supposed to be with. Put that in our relationship with God. And another thing that children are very good at is just taking it in. You know, one of my friends, taking wonder, this wonderful world that we live in, one of my friends said that an appreciation that he got for life through his child, he said, you know, sometimes I try to think, well, this is the first time that they've ever seen the ocean, or this is the first time, you know, that they've done something else. And he says, to see it that way, it makes life more exciting for me too. And there are scientists who say that, I've heard a couple of people who have science careers, and the more I know about science, the more it makes me amazed at God. You know, so I think we can take our knowledge and our skills and then use that to say how amazing God is. So these are things that are important to remember, that we have to be like children in order to enter the kingdom of God, and that our very God was willing to be gazed on, beheld, seen, to appear as a newborn babe. And we have some other examples of this childlike trust. You know, the Most Holy Lady did a very risky thing by saying, I accept God's calling to be the Mother of God. Because what it's going to look like in front of others is adultery, because my betrothed is not the biological father. So she could have been stoned if people were accusing her of adultery. And Joseph was very brave too. The angel appeared and said that he shouldn't be afraid, because the child, that which is inside her, is of the Holy Spirit. And he listened. He trusted them. So they didn't falter in their relationship with God. The childlike amazement is also noticeable in the shepherds. The shepherds are rejoicing at their shepherd's birth. The Magi, kings come and worship their king. What a sight that is. These people who are very high up, probably living in luxurious places, come to see a child in a cave. And they come, by the way, with great joy. It says that they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, in case there was any doubt at how they were really feeling. I don't know when you would hear such an emphatic statement that they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. It sounds almost repetitive, but you couldn't describe it. And I think when we have this childlike look at not just the nativity, but all of our life, to know that God has come here, that he was, as St. Paul says, beset with weakness, but he overcame temptation, that he suffered, he died with us, all of those things. And that already his love is appearing to us. I was talking to one of my friends yesterday who had shared something with me from Father Staniloy, who's an Orthodox writer, and he had said that when Christ went on the cross, we didn't see judgment from him, we saw his love, and now we have something to respond to. He is the judge, but he loved us, and so now we have a way to respond to him. And already, Christ being born, the one who's the pre-eternal God, who doesn't think of himself as too holy to care about us, not too cool to sit at our table. He did that. And this amazement, the amazement of the shepherds, of the Magi, the obedience of his parents, and his own childlike appearance in the world, perfect God and perfect man. It's an amazing gift. And I think that a good example, of course, is in the iconography of entering the kingdom as a child, of course, is in this icon behind you of the Dormition, where the soul of the Virgin Mary is being held in the arms of Christ, her Son and her Savior, and our Savior. So the one whom she held in history is now holding her in eternity. And he's inspiring us and calling us to his love. And that no matter what difficulty you be experiencing, we know that he's been there for us. He is there with us. And being ascended into the heavens and sending down the Holy Spirit on us, he gives us the ability to love one another and to also ascend with him. So may that wonder always stay with us, not just in this season, but may he always give us the strength and the humility to be willing to appear as his children, to turn back, to change directions and say, how wonderful God is, how wonderful are all his works. And I don't want to stray for one second and reach for the wrong hand of someone who I don't trust, but to know that our trust belongs in God. May he give us a most blessed nativity, a most blessed repentance, and may he glorify him, Christ our God, with his eternal Father and the all-holy and good and life-creator, now and forever and unto ages of ages.